It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Greg Dart. He is the Assistant Vice President of USU Eastern. I wanted to make sure I got that correct. And we're going to talk about, we've got a new press release that just came out. It's going to have some information that you're going to need. We've got classes that are getting ready to start. We've got fall registration. A lot of things are starting to happen on the campus right now. And we wanted to get Greg in here to kind of talk about it and let everybody know about that. Greg, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start right out of the gate with the new press release that came down. And this is kind of something that in the past we had actually kind of talked about. This might be what happened. And it finally, they pulled the trigger on it. So what are we going to do this fall semester coming up?
Yeah, a couple of big changes. So we've been talking about for quite some time that our intention was to have face-to-face classes in fall. And that is not one of the changes. We will have face-to-face classes in fall. But to do that, we were looking at all the different ways that we can mitigate risk. And one of the big changes that you're seeing at quite a few schools, and Utah State has made the determination that it makes the most sense, is that face-to-face instruction will end in November, right? As students leave for the Thanksgiving break, they will not come back for face-to-face classes after that. There's usually 2 weeks and then finals. All of that will be done virtually. And so when the students finish at that Thanksgiving break, they do not have to come back to campus. It doesn't mean that we won't allow students back to campus that want to still live in the residence halls or such. That's their home. But it does give those students the ability to go away for that Thanksgiving break, go home, and not worry about, you know, what that means coming back and having 1,500 others coming back and what that spread might be. So that's a big change for us.
So what that really means is you'll have face-to-face classes up until the Thanksgiving break, and then after that, everything will move online.
Absolutely. So it's only 2 weeks and then finals. And so it's a short period of time, but all of our professors will develop their courses in a manner that students don't have to be in the classroom following that Thanksgiving break. The other change that's a part of that is that we won't have a fall break. We've usually had one to 2 days of fall break that has been discontinued for this year and will be added on to end the semester a little bit early.
Okay, and then there's some other things in the press release that came out about possibility of like hybrid classes and a little different things like that, because the courses that have big class numbers, you really can't do that, can you?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been spending quite a bit of time on at the university over the last few weeks and months has been figuring out what our classroom capacities would be when you account for physical distancing. And so a classroom that might have been able to hold up to 50 students might only hold 22 now. And so we've went and we put classroom caps on all those classrooms. And then we've asked faculty on their preference of how they want to teach. You'll see more online classes than we've had in the past, but we still have a significant percentage of our classes that are face-to-face. To accommodate some of the larger face-to-face classes, though, they have come up with hybrid-type classes where some of it's done online, some of it will be done face-to-face. So maybe for a class that you came to campus twice a week, you might only come once and then split that class kind of in half. So there's a lot of innovative ways that we'll be teaching. Students just today received an email, if they're already registered for fall, about some of those changes. And so they'll start seeing what it might mean for their class schedule. I think there's been a lot of students who have also been waiting to hear, are we really going to have face-to-face classes? And I think the announcements that came out today are very much to show our students that, yes, we will have face-to-face classes. We will have that opportunity to have that college experience that you crave, and we're doing it in a way that we're trying to make as safe as possible.
And where it's possible, you'll have those face-to-face classes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so with this coming up, there's going to be all kinds of questions, and the best place to get your questions answered is student services. And right now, You guys haven't really been in the office. It's all been done virtually, correct?
That is correct.
And so, you said that that's going to be changing.
Yeah. So one of the changes that you'll see over the next few days is that you'll see more and more people returning to campus. And that means not only employees, but then students, because starting on Monday, June 22nd, we'll have face-to-face classes the second 7-week term of the summer semester. There are face-to-face classes, so students will be returning. That also means the return of a lot of our employees to campus, and so you'll see more and more at our one-stop student services. You can get an appointment for a face-to-face meeting by calling 613-5000. They'll schedule and you can come in. Advising appointments are still being done through lots of different ways. You can do it through email, you can have video appointments, but a lot of those offices that have not been operating in a face-to-face way will be repopulated here in the next week.
And is that really since March they haven't been there?
Yeah. So that's... I mean, yeah, it's been... So as you can imagine, we've had a lot of employees who have just been chomping at the bit to get back to their office. They like working from home, but they like having that face-to-face interaction as well.
Most definitely. Okay, so with that also goes hand in hand. Your scholarship deadline is coming up. It's July 1st. Let's talk about that just for a moment.
Yeah, this has been something that we were able to move back because we knew there were a lot of students who were waiting for some information to determine what they were going to do with their education. We hope that we've provided enough now that if they see that going to school in the fall is in the cards for them, that they're ready to start applying. Anyone who applies for admissions prior to July 1st will be eligible for scholarships. Those scholarships, some of them are based on academics. There's other scholarships available as well for both incoming new freshmen and for returning students. And so July 1 is kind of that date that you need to have in your mind to get those applications in by then.
Okay. And once again, you can head on into One-Stop Student Services next week and have that conversation and get going with that. And also with that, fall registration, of course, is open now.
Yes, absolutely. And so we've had a good number of people who have already registered for those fall classes, but I think there's been a number who have been waiting to hear what are those fall classes going to look like. The benefit that we have is that if you are wanting a fully online slate of classes, you are very likely able to make your full schedule online. If you want all face-to-face classes, you can make your schedule all face-to-face. If you want something in a mix of those things, you have the ability to. So in a very real way, there's probably more options for students based on the fact that we are operating a little bit differently than we have in the past, but there's more options for students this year than there has been in the past.
So really, there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to find something that would be to your liking coming up in fall semester.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have lots of different people with lots of different levels of comfort on what they feel as far as is comfortable to them. You know, do they feel comfortable sitting in a face-to-face class? Would they be much more comfortable even having live interaction with a professor, but in their own home, you know, via Zoom? All of those options are available in ways that they haven't been in the past. And so I think students have significant number of options right here at USU Eastern.
So here's your opportunity to customize your schedule.
Exactly.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for coming in today. And hopefully this information gets out there and kind of maybe answers some questions that people had.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Don't hesitate to call if you have any questions at all. 613-5000, that goes right to our one stop. They can answer about what's open, what's not. They can get you scheduled. I know we're getting a lot of questions also, if I can bring it up, about the BDAC and when that will open. A lot of people want to work out. We anticipate that we'll be making an announcement very shortly on the opening date for the BDAC. We have a plan in place and hope to be announcing that very shortly.
Well, and the other side of that too, as well, as I talk with Dr. Riley a lot at the museum. Is that something that's coming up fairly soon as well?
Yes. So we don't have the exact date set, but we will see both of those opening very soon. The Prehistoric Museum, the BDAC, very public-facing entities, and we anticipate within the next week that you'll hear an announcement on the opening dates for both.
All right. Greg Dart, Assistant Vice President of USU Eastern, thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.